Today we're visiting with upland game biologist RJ Gross, and he's going to tell us what hunters can expect this fall when hitting the field for pheasants. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. RJ, 1 year ago, we were in a major drought. Habitat wasn't good. How have things changed?
Yeah, it's amazing what a year can do. Most of the state, you know, we are drying out a little bit now, but it's nice lush green, you know, where we're at. And while that's good now, it wasn't good when the upland birds were nesting. You know, they nest, most of them nest, you know, early May into early June. Well, that residual cover from the drought just wasn't there, you know. Things didn't grow, and if it did grow, it was hayed or grazed. Pretty simple. Grassland birds like pheasants need grasslands. We've been losing grasslands at a kind of alarming rate, and you know the long-term trend obviously is trending down. But going back to the habitat, those early nests, and we kind of expected it, that they probably were less successful just because the habitat wasn't there. But we got, you know, moisture late. Most of the winter was pretty dry and open until April. We got those snowstorms and people were worried, you know, we were gonna lose some pheasants, but the winter was good up until then. And they're a lot tougher bird than we give them credit for. And they came through, you know, decently. Backing up to our, you know, our crowing counts coming out of that, those were down compared to last year, which you expect because last year, the production, because of the drought, was poor, below average. But, you know, we got that snow, we got some timely rain, the cover really responded, came back up, and what's gonna come out, and I believe in our survey that we saw this year, and then our wing survey that hunters can turn, after you harvest a bird, you can turn it into us, we'll have a lot of late hatch birds. A lot of younger birds, you know, coming out in the survey, you know, even the last week of the survey, we had a few people turn in downy chick, you know, sheets. That's very late for a bird, for a pheasant. Those will be tough to ID as roosters opening weekend, but it's encouraging to see that they responded with those, you know, second, third attempts.
So they will nest more than once?
Yep. A pheasant will nest more than once only if their eggs were destroyed. If the eggs hatch, they will not. But if, you know, even those early ones, if they know that, you know, that they have the instinct, if it won't work because it's too dry, they just won't nest, they'll try later. But yes, if the nest gets destroyed, like in haying or predation, before those eggs hatch, they will try again.
RJ, tell our viewers how you guys come up with your prediction for the fall hunting season.
Yep. Now, our biggest survey that we do for upland birds is called our late summer roadside count. And if people remember, you know, the pheasant part of it is based on the 20-mile routes spread across the state. We have right around 100, and this year we did exactly 100 routes. And we run those three times. They're 20 miles long, and you start at sunrise, and drive real slow, drive 15 miles an hour, and every bird that you see, you'll get out. Well, first you'll ID it, what it is, if it's got chicks with it, a hen, rooster. Then you'll get out, get into the grass, stomp your feet, clap your hands, try and kick up anything else that's there because they can hide really well. Like I said, everyone does those three times. We do those from July 20th through the end of August. And we just completed those.
On a statewide level, the whole state, RJ, what'd you guys find?
Yep, it was good news this year. When we look at it, well, there's four metrics that we really look at, and that's pheasants per 100 miles driven, broods per 100 miles, average brood size, and then age ratio. And we're bringing age ratio into it because it's something that we haven't really used too much, but it's a really good predictor of the population increasing or decreasing. And with those statewide, all four of them were up this year. Birds per 100 mile was up 9%. Broods per 100 mile was up 8%. Average brood size was up just a little bit, 6%. Basically the same as last year. And then the age ratio was up 19%.
RJ, that's the statewide level.
Yep.
Now let's break it down into your four management districts.
Yep.
Let's start out with the Southwest right away.
Yep. That's where what we're known for, you know, the Southwest, but unfortunately the last few years it's been on the decline down there. And a lot of that, the long-term decline down there is obviously because we've lost some CRP on a state level down there. And like I said earlier, again, with the drought, they were in a lot of the worst exceptional category. You know, a lot of those, you know, I wanted to bring up, you know, we're a small department, we do a lot of things. The guys that are up doing aerial surveys, you know, for pronghorn, things like that, they send me a lot of pictures, you know, of kind of a time lapse of, you know, those low-lying areas that aren't exactly productive all the time for pheasants, but if you're losing, you know, the big chunks of grass, those can be productive. And a lot of those are going away, you know, the drainages, you know, fence rows, everything like that. It's pretty simple. A pheasant is a grassland bird. If you're losing grassland acres, you're gonna see a decline, you know, pretty simple. This year, the Southwest was down 15% total birds per 100 miles. They were down a little bit in everything else, but their age ratio was good. We did see 28% less adults in the Southwest this year, which was to be expected because production last year was not very good. But with that age ratio, it was over two. And when pheasants are over two, and when I say age ratio, that's the number of young per adults. When that's over two, generally that's a good sign. That means your population is heading in the right direction. So while though we saw less adults, they'll be more young compared to last year.
Okay, let's move to the Northwest.
Mm-hmm. They did very well this year. Pheasants per 100 mile was up significantly. It was 96 birds per 100 miles, which is very good. And last year it was in the 70s. Lots of broods, you know, we saw 11 broods per 100 miles. That was very good. That was up over 50%. You know, last year was right around six. There were definitely, with that drought, you know, that yes, the grassland habitat wasn't as good, but it seemed this year, and obviously it makes sense, the production followed the prairie potholes. So there's still water, there's areas around those potholes that are productive for upland birds. And that came out not just for pheasants, for everything. So people in the Northwest should find plenty of birds this year. The very far Northwest, like the Crosby, Granora area, was very good. And then even going all the way down, like around Lake Sakakawea.
RJ, let's move to the Southeast.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was kind of a surprise this year. They were up a little bit compared to last year, but last year was very bad. Production down there was probably the worst in the state. So to see that rebound was good. And like the other parts of the state, it basically followed the prairie potholes. If you were close to a prairie pothole, you had decent production for upland birds. So it's gonna be very spotty. And, you know, the Southeast is always tough because, you know, I don't wanna harp on it, but we've lost a lot of CRP previously in that area and a lot of row crop conversion. It's not conducive to pheasants, but there's definitely pockets this year.
RJ, let's move up to the Northeast.
Yeah, and the Northeast was similar to last year. A few slight changes in all of our metrics, but you know, it's not really our traditional pheasant area. Especially the very far Northeast, you know, up in the woods and things like that. A lot of the pheasants people are going to find are right around the I-94 corridor. But there's spots, but it's not our traditional area, and you know, there's definitely other parts of the state that are more worth your time to explore.
RJ, all this habitat on the landscape right now. How's that going to be for next spring?
Yeah, no, it's great news now. The residual cover, you know, if we keep up, we're probably going to need a few more shots of rain to keep the way it is now. But I mean, again, what a difference a year makes. If this cover will stay, you know, hopefully we don't have too bad of a winter. You know, we're probably due for one, but you know, we don't need a ton of snow. But this habitat coming up right now could be that winter habitat that, you know, is basically the limiting factor for pheasants in North Dakota. If we don't have that winter habitat, I mean, even if it's an open winter, we still have those days where it's negative 40, and I don't care how tough you think you are, you know, it's tough to survive through those. But if you have the winter habitat, like the cattails, grasslands, things like that, that makes it all the better.
RJ, it's been pretty dry here the last few months.
It has, yep.
A lot of fuel on the landscape. Yep. Hunters need to be mindful and hitting the field.
Yep, you know, as a hunter, you know, just be respectful, you know, don't park on approaches, you know, right on the road, things like that, so farmers can get around you, you know, big grain trucks, things like that. Don't park, you know, in tall grass, you know, those mufflers get really hot, and if it keeps continuing to be dry, this vegetation is going to dry up, you don't want to start a fire, things like that, and just, you know, be respectful, pick up your shells, your don't litter, everything like that.
RJ, is it fair to say this year's pheasant hunting season should be better than last year's?
Yeah, definitely. It should be better. We'll have probably a similar amount of adults, but there'll be a lot more young, especially, you know, up in that Northwest. And, you know, pockets in the Southwest were very good. There'll be more young roosters in your bag. And it could be, you know, there's going to be a lot more habitat to walk. So it might be a little bit tougher, you know, to pick that spot. You know, things are going to look a lot better compared to last year, but yeah, if you get out there, get the boots on the ground, you should kick up some young roosters this year.
A lot of great information, RJ. Thank you.
Thank you.